10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. I can't wait for you to get here. Bridges for picture frames, padlock with all our names. Just like we planned it, just like we planned it. Coach on an aeroplane, back in my arms again. Just like we planned it, go when you land it. I can't wait for you to get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Thank you.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're grounded. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round the afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse at a right around two. That'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dude. The dude always on the up and up. She go tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rub. Had to stick away for a sec while the chunk of bump. Bumping that fun, yeah, so I stay lit. I don't need a chief to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind out to the piff. Like nah, no smoke. I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm, that's dope.
And I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are done, and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable. I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. Don't fear, I feel. I'm unstoppable. I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. I'm not stopping. I'm unstoppable.
And here's for all the times I gave up midway.
All of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus, I'm still hungry, need 10 plates. So relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track.
Okay.
His story lines up with his glory, all facts.
All
and
facts.
I'm just knowing so thankful for that.
Thank
when
you.
I realized where he took me from, I cry. Cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none.
Hey,
finally
none.
See a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson, gotta learn to love no matter.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We gon' levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
Oh, no. Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me standing in line. You're only serving lies. You got something to hide. We gon'
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
It's the highly anticipated return of Jack Leiter today in this series finale. The Rough Riders and Rockhounds matching up for the final game of this six-game series. And with a win, the Rough Riders can force a series split with the A's affiliate. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Midland, Texas in Momentum Bank Ballpark. Alongside you, it's a beautiful day for baseball here in Midland. I'm Zach Bigley and happy to have you. Jack Leiter gets the start for the Rough Riders in his first start since July 7th. It's been 44 days since he's made a start, and now he is back on the hill for the Rough Riders. He's been good, and he's been not so good in this season. In May, in five starts, he had a 1.67 ERA, 33 strikeouts in 27 innings, and then in June, a 7.50 ERA with 13 walks in 18 innings. And kind of the nail in the coffin was a July 7th start against this Midland Rockhounds team, lasting just a third of an inning, allowing six runs, five earned on five hits with two walks. That sent him to the development list, where he worked on his timing and sequencing with his delivery in order to get more command on the development list with pitching coordinator Jordan Teagues. In the Rangers organization, they feel very good about where he is right now and excited to see him back up out on the hill in a game situation. He faces off against Ryan Cusick in this series finale. The Rough Riders and the Rockhounds, with Frisco winning the last two, 9-6, and then a 7-3 victory last night. We look forward to seeing Jack Leiter today on the mound. Yesterday, we were able to catch up with Dane Acker, Rough Riders pitcher, before the ball game, and we'll get you part two of that interview. And we continue here on the pregame show. It's the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds, last game of this six-game series. And we'll give you more information, the starting lineups, and we'll have the play-by-play when we come up at the top of the hour. But now, Dane Acker joins us when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
Yesterday, we caught up with Dane Acker, Rough Riders pitcher. Let's get you part two of that interview here on the Riders Baseball Network.
We're joined by Dane Acker. Now, I want to dive into your past a little bit. Growing up in Texas, what was your relationship with baseball like when you were growing up outside College Station?
It was a lot. It was me and my dad, my brother, just every day, every other day, more so hitting. Just growing up, just trying, like, learning how to be an athlete, learning how to field ground balls, learning how to hit, how to swing, how to throw, like, and then just as you get older and maturing with it and getting stronger, it was awesome. Just it was a lot of time with my dad, whether we were in the backyard, at the field, in the cages, and just all, constantly working. It was a lot of hitting, but which is good, because I think the hitting and being a position player is more being an athlete, learning how to move, how to be in the best position possible, which is always good for a pitcher, because if you're an athlete on the mound, you're in a good spot. I know we get a lot of stuff from the position players about that, but it was fun, you know, and just growing up around all my friends, we got a lot of tournaments all around Texas, all around the South. So I'm kind of, everybody gets mad about the heat, and I'm excited about it. I'm like, this feels good, and I'm used to this versus the Arizona and everything where it's like, it's hotter, but it's not humid. I like the humidity. I like the sweat. Get you nice and warmed up, and it's nice and exciting.
Texas Heat veteran Dane Acker, our guest. So you said a lot of hitting growing up. When did you know you were going to be a pitcher full time?
Not until after my first fall at Rice, my freshman year of college. I really didn't know going into Rice. I thought I was going to be a PO, and my first workout when I got there said BP. And I remember asking our ops guy, I was like, hey, I got a bullpen, like, already first week of the fall. Just wasn't like, I was like, all right. And he's like, no, that's BP, you're hitting on the field. I was like, oh. And I was not told that I was going to be a two-way, which, I mean, it was cool, but I was a little late because I really didn't do too much hitting in that summer. So I kind of lost a lot of my mechanics of hitting going into that year. It hit that fall, but the pitching was so far advanced versus the hitting. And I just kind of told him, I was like, hey, I don't really see a point in continuing the hitting. It's just frustrating me more than anything. I feel like it'd be better for me just to focus on the pitching aspect. And so that was kind of when, going after the Christmas break, I kind of focused just strictly pitching and throwing.
You had a very interesting college career where you went from Rice, as you mentioned, to San Jacinto, and then on to Oklahoma for your final year. How would you sum up your time during college in those three spots?
Oh, man, it was a whirlwind and shortened. it was a full year at Rice. Got to play a lot. Got to be under Coach Wayne Graham for his last year. Learned a lot from him, and just the maturity aspect of kind of college baseball and that step forward after high school, and kind of how to go about it, and just learning from him. And then just decided to leave Rice that was before the portal, so I didn't want to sit out a year, and so I decided to go to JUCO, and San Jack was kind of the first name that kind of popped in my mind. Just knowing that they win a lot, they get their guys to college or to the pros, and they want to win. And so I got to talk to Woody Williams, who was a pitching coach there at the time, and I know he has, I think, 12 years of big league time under his belt, so obviously he knows what he's talking about. And so I wanted to learn from him and just kind of pick his mind, and so I got to play there. And we had a shortened season that year. We couldn't make playoffs, so that was another shortened year. I did get a good amount of innings, but that was a big year for me, just learning a lot from Woody, whether it was maturing, whether it was what I need to do, my fastball, my mechanics, learning. I really learned my changeup and curveball that year. Before, it was like a four-seam, two-seam, and a bad slider that was like a cutter. And so getting to learn those pitches from him, that was kind of the biggest thing into my development. And then going to Oklahoma under Skip Johnson, who's a great pitching mind, that was awesome. The fall was very testing, just with a new school, coming out of Stan Jack. And then once we got into the season, you know, we hit the ground running. We had a great start. We had a great staff. We had a great team overall. And we were good. Unfortunately, COVID kind of shut it all down, but got the most out of it as I could, I believe. And then still talk to Skip, and just like picking his mind. He knows so many guys, so many professionals that just like he'll just talk to randomly. He'll just pull out like a text from Kershaw or just some random big name in the show, and it's like, that's cool. Like, as a player, like I wanted a coach that obviously knew what he was talking about, was going to shoot me straight, and that's kind of what I got at all three schools. So I enjoyed my time while I was there.
Our thanks to Dane Acker for joining us. We'll get you starting lineups as we finish off the pregame show next on the Riders Baseball Network. The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome into Midland, Texas. The Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds almost set for baseball on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And the Rough Riders looking for a series split today with Jack Leiter making his return to the hill. Let's get you the starting lineups for both teams, and we start with the Frisco Rough Riders coming into today at 26-24, three games back of Amarillo in the Texas League South. Carlos Cardoza, the skipper, puts out this lineup for Frisco. It's Jax Biggers leading it off. He has two homers in this series. Maren Zavala is the right fielder, hitting second in the highest spot of the lineup so far in the set for him. And Evan Carter, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization, hits third and plays in center field. Middle third of the order, it's Kellen Strom in left, Trevor Hover the DH, and KB Rodriguez the shortstop. And the bottom third, it's Josh Hatcher at first base, David Garcia the catcher, and Franer Chavez, the Rough Riders' nine-hole hitter, playing at third base defensively. Once again, for the Riders, it's Biggers, Zavala, Carter, Strom, Hover, Rodriguez, Hatcher, Garcia, and Chavez. Backing up Jack Leiter today. Out on the mound, Leiter has a record of 2-5 this year overall on the season for Frisco and an earned run average of 5.51. He's made all of his professional starts with the Rough Riders. On the other side, for the Midland Rockhounds, coming in at 28-22 on the season, they're two games back in the Texas League South. Here's what their starting lineup looks like, penned in by manager Bobby Crosby. Caden Trinkle leads it off, the center fielder. Then it's Max Muncy at shortstop and Shane McGuire at first base defensively. Middle third of Lazaro Armenteros, who's left the ballpark twice in this series. He has 12 long balls on the season, and he's the DH for today's game. Cameron Masterman is the right fielder, hitting fifth, and Jack Winkler bats sixth. He's at third base defensively today. Bottom third of the order, it's William Simonite, the catcher, Casey Yamauchi, the second baseman, and Saheed Valenzuela is the left fielder in the nine spot today for the Rockhounds. Once again, for the Oakland A's-affiliated Midland Rockhounds, it's Trinkle, Muncy, McGuire, Armenteros, Masterman, Winkler, Simonite, Yamauchi, and Valenzuela for the Rockhounds. Ryan Cusick getting the start. He's making his third career start against the Rough Riders, and he's been good in those two starts. He's 2-0 with a 2.38 ERA. He's allowed just three runs over 11 and a third innings, and only seven hits against Frisco in those two starts. Should be a very good pitching matchup between these two arms, Ryan Cusick and Jack Leiter. We'll have first pitch on the other side of this break between the Rough Riders and Rockhounds. Game 6 of 6 in this series from Momentum Bank Ballpark, coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. Or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive, deep down the left field line. Forget it, way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Acuna coming home from third. He comes in to score. Swing and a drive, deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strawman, he's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
The Frisco Rough Riders look to split the series with the Midland Rockhounds. A win today would mean a three-game winning streak and a series split against the Oakland Athletics affiliate in Midland. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Momentum Bank Ballpark. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along as it's the long-awaited return of Jack Leiter on the mound for Frisco. First, the Rough Riders will have to contend with Ryan Cusick. Cusick, the 6'6". 235-pound, 23-year-old out of Sanbury, Massachusetts, was originally a draft pick of the Atlanta Braves in the first round in 2021 out of Wake Forest. He was traded over a couple off-seasons ago to the Oakland A's organization in exchange for Matt Olson, and he's one of the top prospects in the organization for the A's. 4-5 this year, a 4.46 ERA. He's making his 19th start of the year. But he has been good in two starts against the Rough Riders, a sub-3 earned run average in those two starts. So Jax Biggers is in from the left side, and the right-hander back into his wind. The first pitch of the ball game is high, and it's one ball and no strikes. 1:03, our first pitch time on this Sunday afternoon. 88 degrees, our first pitch temperature, sunshine up above, and 15-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from left field. The 1-0. It misses low and outside. It's two balls and no strikes now on Jax Biggers. Biggers 5-for-20 in this series, a two-hit game yesterday. He has two homers that have left the yard in this series and one Little League home run. The 2-0 misses up high, and it's three balls and no strikes. That Little League home run was on the first pitch of the ball game yesterday. He tripled into right center field, and then when the throw from Cooper Bowman sailed into the Rough Riders' dugout, he was able to come home. The 3-0, high and outside, ball four. And Cusick delivers a four-pitch free pass to begin the ballgame to Jax Biggers. And Aaron Zavala makes his way to the plate. Runner at first, nobody out, just underway in the top of the first inning. Cusick coming off his last start 7 days ago in San Antonio, allowing three runs on three hits over 4 1/3 innings. He's making his first appearance in this series. And he stretches and delivers. Zavala bunts it down the third baseline, and it rolls foul. Wow, very, very close. And Winkler, a gutsy play at third base. He came charging in and then saw the trajectory of it and just turned around and watched it. And instead of chasing after the baseball, just turned and watched. And it was just
foul down the left side. So it's 0-1 on Aaron Zavala, who's 1-for-13 in this series. He has walked four times, though, including three in yesterday's game. For Zavala, it was his fifth three-walk game of the season. He has 13 multi-walk games on the year. Second-best walk rate in the Texas League this year. Here's the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. He takes high and outside, and it's one ball and one strike now on the Riders' right fielder. Runner at first, no score. Top of the first inning here in Midland. Zavala hitting 199 on the season with five home runs and 32 runs batted in. He swings and drills this pitch out to right field, though right at Masterman, and he makes the catch. A hard hit line drive by Zavala, good swing, but he lines out to right field, and there's one away. Here's Evan Carter, the Riders' center fielder. 8-for-21 in the series, leading the Rough Riders this week with eight hits. He's bumped that batting average from 277 when he started the week up to 283. No score, top of the first inning, and the pitch on the way. Biggers runs, the pitch is a strike, throw down to second, bounces in there, hits Biggers, and caroms out into shallow left, but not far enough away for Biggers to get up and go to third. It's a stolen base for Jax Biggers, his 12th of the year in 17 attempts. And it's 0-1 on Carter, a runner in scoring position early on for the Rough Riders. Well, the key in this series so far has been whoever scores in the first inning ends up winning the game. The Rockhounds scored in each of the first innings of the first three games of this series. Rough Riders have scored in the first inning in the last two, and that's how that series has gone so far. Three games to the Rockhounds and then two to the Riders. The pitch is high and outside. Count flattens in one ball and one strike to Evan Carter. It's a good place for Evan Carter to be up at the plate. He's been one of the best in the Texas League this year at hitting with runners in scoring position. Here's the stretch by Cusick. He delivers. Carter watches one flutter high and outside again, and it's two balls and one strike. With runners in scoring position this year, Carter is hitting .343 on the season with an over 1,000 OPS. Here's the stretch in the 2-1. He checks his swing on a high fastball and didn't go around. Three balls and one strike now. Carter playing in his 97th game with the Rough Riders. It's been a while since he's left the ballpark, all the way back on the 5th of August was Carter's last home run. Here's the stretch and the 3-1 pitch on the way to Evan Carter. He swings, fouls it back in his Simonites glove, and we're full at 3-2. Carter's last home run was against these Midland Rockhounds, against Chad Patrick. It was at home, 71 at-bats ago. Very long stretch for Carter, who's sitting on 12 long balls. Top of the first inning, no score. The 3-2 is sprayed foul back behind home, and it's still three balls and two strikes. Let's give you the defense behind Ryan Cusick today for Midland. It's Sahid Valenzuela in left field today. Caden Trinkle in center, and Cameron Masterman plays out in right. Jack Winkler at third, Max Muncy the shortstop, Casey Yamauchi at second base, Shane McGuire at first, and William Simonite does the catching for Cusick, who steps off the rubber and wants a redo of the signs from his backstop. An all Wake Forest battery today. Cusick out of Wake Forest, same with Simonite. Here's the stretch, and the 3-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a hard line drive down the right field line, drops in fair. Biggers around 30 comes in to score. Carter hot-footing it to second. The throw is not in time. It's an RBI double for Evan Carter, and the Rough Riders lead 1-0 in the first inning. Evan Carter with his third double of the series. It's his fourth RBI of the series as well, and the Rough Riders for the third consecutive game score in the first inning. It's 1-0. Evan Carter got out in front of it on a 3-2 pitch. It was a changeup that was hung in the middle of the plate, and Cusick ripped it, or I should say from Cusick, and Carter ripped it down the right side for another double, his 15th of the year. And the first pitch to Kellen Strom sizzles outside, one ball and no strikes. Great to see from Evan Carter, his ninth hit of the week. Kellen Strom, the right-handed batter. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, and Cusick fires in. Fastball dips low of the zone at 96, and it's two balls and no strikes. Clay Williams has balls and strikes behind home today. Ray Patchen, our crew chief, is our first base umpire, and Casey James, our third base umpire today. Two balls and no strikes on Strom. Into the back of the right-handed batter's box. He's 6-for-18 in this series so far with three walks in the pitch. On the outside corner with a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 2-1. A great start for the Rough Riders. Third consecutive game. Yesterday they put up four runs in the first inning. 2 days ago it was three. Today one so far, but still just one out in the inning with Carter at second. And the 1-1 offering. Outside to Strom, three balls in one strike. And this is a portion of the order that you can really get in trouble if you don't throw strikes to. Biggers, Zavala, Carter, Strom, and Hover are all in the top 15 in the Texas League in walk rate this year. The stretch and the pitch. Strom spoils it foul out of play to the right side. And it's three balls and two strikes. They have all been fantastic at working free passes. Aaron Zavala is second, Evan Carter fifth, Trevor Hover sixth, Biggers is 10th, and Strom is 15th. They'll make you work in the count. Here's the look in by Cusick. The right-hander has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. And the 2-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a line shot to right center field. It's down into the gap. And a nice backhanded pick by Masterman. He fires it back in to hold Strom with a single. But Carter races around third and comes in to score. It's an RBI single for Kellen Strom. 2-0 Frisco in the top of the first inning. Oh, and Masterman, a gutsy backhanded play there, reaching out fully extended. If he hadn't have gotten that on the backhand, and it would have gotten past him, it probably would have been three bases for Kellen Strom, as instead of going on an angle where he could get in front of the ball, he just cut straight across. It worked out for him, but it's still an RBI single for Kellen Strom to right field. And Trevor Hover is the batter after a quick mound visit from William Simonite. Well, the Rough Riders only scored three runs against Cusick in his first two starts head-to-head against the Rough Riders, and they already have two in the first inning against him. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Low to Hover, and it's one ball and no strikes. Hover, the designated hitter today. He's 5-for-19 in this series with a couple RBIs. He's also walked four times. Rough Riders this series, as the pitch comes home, and it's at the bottom of the zone, a strike, 1-1. Frisco has walked almost six times per game in this series. They've been monster on the on-base side of things. Biggers walked to lead off the ball game. Here's the stretch in the 1-1 pitch. Just outside, it's two balls and one strike. Don't really come to you. Strom at first base. 9-for-12 in steals this year. He takes his lead. Still just one out in the inning. And the 2-1 pitch. Down low and inside. It's three balls and one strike. Well, how about that? We have a series in which one of the two teams, at the very least, has scored in the first inning in every single game. Don't see that very often. And it hasn't usually been one run. It's been multiple tallies. 3-1 pitch on the way to Trevor Hover. This is high for ball four, and there's a walk from Hover. He's aboard. Runners at first and second now for the Rough Riders with one down in the inning. 2-0 Frisco, and K-Bear Rodriguez makes his way to the plate. So Jack Leiter all amped up to get out there, and it's a long top half of the first inning for the Rough Riders offensively, which obviously is good, but I have to imagine he's wanting to get out there even more badly now to this point. Rodriguez ready from the right side. And the stretch and the pitch. He takes high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Cusick has only thrown first pitch strikes to two out of the first six batters that he has faced. He's fallen behind early, and certainly isn't helping with the two walks that he's already had. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-1 now on Rodriguez. Rough Riders have had two at-bats with runners in scoring position, and they've scored in both of them with hits. RBI double and an RBI single. One ball, one strike on Rodriguez. The pitch in. Strike on the low outside corner. And it's one ball and two strikes now on Rodriguez. He calls time and steps out. The Rough Riders shortstop has four hits in this series. A couple RBIs as well. And he climbs back in. Strom leads from second. Hopper from first. Cusick has his sign. He's ready from the stretch, and he fires home. Swinging a ground ball out to second base on one hop. Yamauchi tags the runner, fires to first, and he gets him for the four unassisted three double play. Nicely turned by Yamauchi. The Rough Riders do pick up two runs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base in the first inning. Bottom of the first inning next. Jack Leiter on the hill when we come back. It's 2-0. Rough Riders out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
You're one of a kind. You deserve a mobile service that lets you stand out. Introducing Astound Mobile. With award-winning internet, we have plans that fit you to do more, to be more, on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks. With Astound, you only pay for what you need. Buy the gig or go unlimited. Switch today and get mobile with our award-winning internet for as low as $40 a month. Two great services, one astounding company. We are Astound.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Bova Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Here we go to the bottom of the first inning, and Jack Leiter on the mound, the number one pitching prospect in the Rangers organization. He is making his first start since July 7th, and he winds back and delivers into Caden Trinkle. It's fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Jack Leiter hasn't pitched in 44 days. He's back up there on the hill. He's making yet another start against these Midland Rockhounds. He has his sign, winds back in the 0-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home plate. It's 0-2. It's his fifth career start against Midland and his third this series. He had arguably his best start of the season against Midland in May. That was back on May 5th, where he went six shutout innings, striking out seven, and only allowing three hits. And then he had his worst career start against these Rockhounds as well on July 7th. The 0-2. Swinging a fly ball hit to deep right field. This one sending Zavala back to the short porch, and it's gone. Wow. A rude welcome back on the first at-bat that he has against a batter. On an 0-2 pitch, he allows a solo home run to Caden Trinkle. 1-0, or I should say 2-1 to Midland now on the board. Rough Riders lead 2-1. 0-2 pitch. It was a slider down low and inside, and he crushed it into the short porch. And now Max Muncy. Right-handed batter, Leiter winds back and delivers. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. If you're familiar with Jack Leiter, and you've seen a lot of his starts, you'll notice a very subdued windup when you look at what he does now. He rocks back into his wind in the 0-1. Outside, and it's one ball and one strike. When he looks in for the sign, He is now more square towards the third base dugout rather than just offset of home like he used to. And he doesn't bring the glove over the head anymore. He just brings it down to the belt when he winds. The 1-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. It's one of the things they worked on when he was on the development list was timing and sequencing to work on his command, make sure that everything was as repeatable as possible. He peels back here in the 2-1. There's a flare into shallow right field. Carter Itzavala racing in, and he makes the sliding catch. Great grab by Aaron Zavala in shallow right field. Sprinting straight in, he made a sliding grab. And there's the first out of the first inning. So hopefully Jack can settle down a little bit. After giving up that home run, he got his first out. And now it's Shane McGuire. McGuire 2-for-10 in the series with 7 walks. And Bobby Crosby is talking to Clay Williams, the home plate umpire, about something. Not entirely sure. It was a pretty obvious catch by Zavala. Two-one, Rough Riders lead it. Bottom of the first inning. Pull side shift on the infield. Here's the wind back by Jack Leiter in the first pitch. Down low and inside with the fastball at 96, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. So the Rough Riders hoping to get a few innings out of Leiter today. He went 45 pitches in his last live BP, and it'll probably be around 50 today. He delivers. Swinging a chopper into the Midland dugout right side. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Leiter's arsenal consists of a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup, and a cut fastball. His fastball will be in the mid to upper 90s. And when he was going well in the month of May, he was touching 99. The 1-1. Check swing on a pitch low of the zone. He went around on the slider. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. The slider was his main pitch last year. He threw that pitch a ton. His main breaking ball, I should say. Not his main pitch. The main pitch would be the fastball. He looks over the top of his tan glove, back into his windup once again, and the 1-2 pitch on the way to McGuire. Strike 3 called. Got him with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, belt high, inner edge. It's his first strikeout of the outing, and there are two away. Lazaro Armenteros bats. Armenteros, the designated hitter. Right-handed batter. Here's the windback by Leiter in the pitch. Fastball is just high. 1 ball and no strikes. To introduce you to the defense behind Jack today, it's Kellen Strom in left, Evan Carter in center, and Aaron Zavala, who already made a nice catch, is out in right field. 1-0 offering. Swinging a ground ball right back up the middle to Jax Biggers at second base. He collects and throws onto first base in time for the final out of the first inning. So a solo home run by Caden Trinkle. The only damage against Leiter in the first. It's 2-1 Rough Riders to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We're of the top of the second inning. The Rough Riders leading 2-1 over the Midland Rockhounds, and Josh Hatcher leads things off. Bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders against Ryan Cusick. Frisco got two runs on two hits in the top of the first, and stranded one on the base paths after a double play end of the inning. Left-handed batting Josh Hatcher against the right-handed throwing Ryan Cusick, looking for a bounce-back inning. He winds back and delivers. It's just a bit high, and it's one ball and no strikes. The A's are a team that are rebuilding for sure. Worst team in baseball at the major league level. Here's the wind back and the 1-0 offering. Misses high, and it's two balls and no strikes. And Cusick was a big part of that trade for Matt Olson a couple of years ago, and he figured to be one of the top pitching prospects in the organization. He's had a tough year here at the AA level. 2-0. Misses low, and it's three balls and no strikes, and he's slipped down to the number 27 prospect now in the A's organization, according to MLB.com. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. He winds back and delivers in the 3-0. High and away, ball four. Third walk of the outing, and it's back-to-back innings. He starts it with a four-pitch walk. David Garcia comes to the plate now for the Rough Riders. One of the things that has really haunted Cusick this year is that command. A lot of walk troubles. He's walked 52 batters this year in 81 and two-thirds innings. He winds back and delivers home to Garcia, and it's high off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. He's also given up his fair share of homers. He's allowed 15 long balls in 18 starts this year. So he's had his troubles. The right-hander to the switch hitter, batting from the left. The pitch in. High and outside. It's two balls and no strikes now on the Riders' catcher. Top of the second, 2-1 Rough Riders. Just trying to find it down the stretch. So often you hear about pitchers wanting to end the season well. That's such a big thing that they focus on. You want to take those good feelings into the offseason. 2-0. Just high, and it's three balls and no strikes. And realistically, he only has three starts left in the season. Only 3 weeks left in the regular season, so this is a good opportunity to start that trend. Didn't have a terribly strong start his last time out against San Antonio. He pitches. Outside edge for a called strike, and it's 3-1. In fact, after missing some time on the injured list, only made one start in August. That was last week. One rehab appearance as well in the Arizona League. Here's the stretch in the offering. High and outside, ball four, and it's back-to-back walks to start off the second inning for the Rough Riders. 9-0 hitting Franier Chavez stands in now. 2-1 Frisco, top of the second. Now Cusick's last strong start was here at home on June 7th against Amarillo. He went seven innings of one-run baseball, giving up a solo home run in that game. And he had a very strong May and four starts, a 1.29 ERA. But it's been about inconsistency for him over the course of the year. Now Hatcher at second. Garcia at first. Franier Chavez, another switch hitter, batting left. In the first pitch, he shows bunt and pulls back to his left shoulder, takes high. One ball and no strikes. Chavez had a great day yesterday, a two-hit day with a home run. He drove in three runs. RBI single and a two-run homer. Pitch home. He swings, belts it out to right field, sending Masterman back. He looks up, and it's gone! Franier Chavez, see you later. Rough Riders extend their lead. It's 5-1 on a three-run bomb from Chavez. Back-to-back days with home runs. And the Rough Riders' nine-hole hitter leaves the ballpark once again. Great start for Frisco on the offensive side, and the walks come back to bite Ryan Cusick. That's all of his problems that he's had, kind of rolled up into the first three batters of the inning. Two walks and then a three-run homer. 16th homer he's allowed this year. And now it's Jax Biggers, the windback in the first pitch. misses high, one ball and no strikes. And that's that short porch that bit Jack Leiter in the top of the first inning. It's a short porch out to right where the bullpen is built almost onto the field of play down the right field corner, and then they just built a fence circling it and over towards the wall, and if you hit it into the bullpen, it's a home run. It's a very short porch down that right field line. The offering in, high off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. Chavez took advantage of it. It's probably a double in any other ballpark, but it's a three-run home run here. 2-0 pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's three balls and no strikes on Biggers now. And Cusick is really having some troubles with his command early on. Already four walks, and now the 3-0 pitch to Biggers. He fits it middle-middle. It's 3-1. Biggers didn't see a strike until that pitch. He's seen eight pitches, only one for a strike. Here's the wind back and the 3-1 pitch on the way. Swinging a pop up foul left side, out of play, and it's 3-2. A 5-1 Rough Riders here in the second. It's the series finale. The Rough Riders with a chance to split with a win tonight, and they're off to a great start. Here's the wind back, and Cusick delivers home. Swinging a line drive foul off the right side. It's still three balls and two strikes. Nobody out in the inning here in the top of the second. Cusick looks in for his sign. He takes a deep breath. And the payoff. There's a ground ball through the right side. A base hit for Jax Biggers. Masterman cuts it off. Fires it back in and holds Jax to a single. Rough Riders have their fourth hit on the offensive side. First four have reached in the inning for Frisco. Aaron Zavala bats. What a start for Frisco. I couldn't ask for a much better start. Aaron Zavala lined out to right field in the first on a really hard hit ball that he came up empty on. First pitch is cut on and missed. It's 0-1. We'd love to see Aaron Zavala continue to swing the bat well. And it has certainly been a thing on Sundays. And usually, days of the week, split stats don't really mean anything. Here's the 0-1. Takes down, though, and inside. And it's one ball and one strike. But because it's Sunday, it's a series finale, it has a little bit more meaning. Right before the Rough Riders get out of town every single Sunday, Aaron Zavala seems to have a great ball game. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1. And before that, a throw goes over to first, chasing Biggers back in. On Sundays this year, Aaron Zavala is hitting .333. And that's over 13 Sundays. 16 for 48 with an over 1,000 OPS. The 1-1 pitch. He swings, hits it in the air out to deep left center field. Trinkle going back. He has a beat on it, and he makes the catch. Spins and throws back in, and he holds Biggers at first base. There's the first out of the inning on a fly ball hit well by Zavala, but he comes up without a hit. And Evan Carter, who had an RBI double back in the first inning, stands in. 5-1 Rough Riders, top of the second. Here's the look in by the right-hander. He readies and brings in the pitch. Carter takes letter high, a strike, and it's 0-1. And Carter now 9 for 22 in the series with four RBIs. The only thing he hasn't done is homered. The 0-1. He swings, hits it hard on the ground to second. Yamauchi's got it on to second for one. Throw to first, not in time. Carter beats it out of the potential double play, hustling all the way. Two outs in the inning. Fielder's choice goes 4-6, but Carter just too fast. He's the fastest player on the team, and he showed it off right there. Kellen Strong bats. Strom an RBI single into right field in the first inning. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-1. Strom with his second RBI of the series in that first. 0-1 pitch. Carter takes off. There's a fly ball hit in the air to center field. Trinkle steps back, now jogs in, makes the catch, and Siders retired in the second inning. The Rough Riders, a three-run home run from Frenier Chavez. Three runs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Bottom of the second coming up. The Rough Riders lead it 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter back to the hill with the Rough Riders supporting him. A 5-1 advantage for Frisco. Leiter allowed a home run in the first, got his first strikeout as well, only threw 10 pitches. Cameron Masterman, the first man against him. It's righty-righty. And here's the wind back, and Leiter delivers in the first pitch. Fastball low and outside. It's 1-1 and no strikes. Got a chance to catch up with David Garcia, the Rough Riders catcher, before today's game. Talk to him a little bit about Jack. Garcia has caught Jack plenty. The pitch. Low and outside. It's 2-0 and no strikes. Not only did he catch him just once this year in an actual game, he caught in his live BP session in Frisco last week, and then also caught him a bunch last year. The 2-0. Check swing, foul ball back to the screen, and it's 2-1. He said more than anything, he was just thrilled to see him back out there on the mound. Really excited to get him up on the mound and attack. That's what Jack Leiter does best. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. And it's 2-2. When Leiter is at his best, he's throwing strikes. Because when he's throwing strikes, especially getting a ton of swing and miss, he is usually not getting hit very well. He looks over the top of his glove, winds back, and the 2-2 pitch on the way to Masterman. Fouled away, back behind home, and it's 2-2. For Jack, you think about May. And the month of May was just a phenomenal month for him. Right at the end of April, he went through a progression where the Rangers had him throwing 90% fastballs for three straight starts. The 2-2. Low off the outside corner of the dirt. We're full at 3-2, missing with a curveball. And then they took that off right into the month of May. His first start coming off that restriction, he threw 6 shutout innings here in Midland. His very first start having his full arsenal back. 3-2 pitch. Check swing and a miss. He struck him out. Tied him up with a fastball up and in. And Jack Leiter has his second strikeout. One out for Jack Winkler.
Jack Winkler.
The Jack versus Jack matchup. Winkler 4 for 15 in this series with a homer and four RBIs. Leiter looks over the top of his glove. He winds back and deals home. Fastball clips the upper edge outside corner at 95, and it's 0-1. 5-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the second. One out, bases clear. Leiter nods yes at his sign in the 0-1. Check swing. He did not go. Low and outside, 1-1. Leiter in that month of May following the six-inning start only allowed a grand total of five earned runs in five starts. A 1.67 ERA. The 1-1. It's popped up on the infield. Out into shallow right. Biggers chasing. It's Aaron Zavala who comes in. And he makes the catch. Two up, two down in the second. Here's William Simonite.
Catcher William Simonite.
His worst start was at Arkansas on May 27th when he walked seven batters. Here's the wind back and the pitch home. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home plate, and it's 0-1. But even in that start, despite walking seven, he's still only allowed one run. The competitiveness was there, and then it started to unravel a little bit. The 0-1. It's down low and inside, one ball and one strike. Towards the end of the month, he allowed eight runs in a start that couldn't get through the fifth inning at San Antonio, and then didn't get through the first inning at home against this Midland team. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss off the outside corner. Good-looking changeup, and it's 1-2, and he was placed on the development list, and now he's back and looking revamped and looking very comfortable. He takes a deep breath. He's retired five in a row. Looks over the top of his glove, peels back into his wind, and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Low and outside. Two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders infield plays back to the opposite way. Leiter the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball foul off of Garcia back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. It was the curveball from Leiter. Curveball was his best pitch when he was in college. The slider has been his best pitch in the minors. It's just a question of which one he wants to turn to with more consistency now. He looks in, he has his sign back into his windup, and the 2-2 pitch on the way to Simonite. Swinging a hard line drive past the diving Chavez through the left side. A base hit for Simonite. It ends the string of five in a row retired by Leiter. Casey Yamauchi bats now.
Second baseman, Casey Yamauchi.
Yamauchi playing in his 10th game at the AA level. Out of the University of Hawaii, Hilo, a Hilo, Hawaii native himself. Short in stature, right-handed batter. Here's Leiter's first pitch. Fastball, strike on the outside corner at 95, and it's 0-1. Yamauchi, 23 years old, listed at 5'9", but looks a little bit smaller than that. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Swinging a fly ball into shallow right field. Zavala coming in. He's there. He makes the catch. And it's a scoreless inning for Jack Leiter in the second. No runs across on one hit. No errors. And one runner left on base. We go to the top of the third inning next. It's the Rough Riders leading the Rockhounds 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.